Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we are going to start Unit 1, Social Movements, Meanings, Significance and Components. And our topic is Social Movements and Political Movements. More often than not, social and political movements are treated more or less the same, except those collective efforts which are mainly and so far confined to personal salvation in relation to supernatural power and do not relate to social structure and within as well as inter-community relationship. But the same moment when it enters in the arena of social relationship affecting public domain, it gets character of political movement. For instance, communities' collective struggle for Sanskritization is though social movement, it also challenges existing power relationship as community asserts not only higher status but also compete with those who dominate. Backward caste movement is a case in point. Rudolf Häuberle argues that all movements have political implications, even if their members do not strive for political power. However, some scholars like André Gunter, Frank, and Marta Pioni make a distinction between social and political movements. According to them, the former does not strive for state power. Social movements seek more autonomy rather than state power. There is a difference between social and political movements. According to them, the former does not strive for state power. Social movements seek more autonomy rather than state power. There is a difference between social and political power, and the latter is located in the state alone. According to these authors, the objective of social movement is social transformation. The participants get mobilized for attaining social justice. This thesis is problematic. Of course, society and state, and therefore social and political power, are not one and the same. But to differentiate between social power and political power in the contemporary world is to gloss over reality and ignore the complexities of political process. Politics is not located only in the political parties. The movements involving issues concerning the sense of justice or injustice have political implications. Social movement involves any collective struggle aiming at bringing social transformation, questioning prevailing money and dominance, property relations, power relations, assertion for identity against the perceived adversities and resisting dominance. Struggle for justice involving capturing or influencing political authority, though it may not be on the immediate agenda. Therefore, in the present context, the difference between the social and political movements is merely semantic. Now, the next topic is extra-constitutional or non-constitutional path. Social movements follow institutional as well as non-institutional path. The former may be called constitutional, and the latter is considered as extra-constitutional or illegal path. extra constitutional path is also called direct action against the state or government. The action which is legally permitted and widely accepted as binding in society or part of society at a given point of time is institutionalized action. Such actions include petitioning, voting in elections, and fighting legal battles in courts of law. They themselves are not called as social movements, as they are part of institutional mechanism and functioning. But when these methods are accompanied by other collective actions and are used as tactics, they become a part of movements. According to Rajni Kothari, direct action can be defined as an extra-constitutional political technique that takes the form of a group action, is aimed at some political change directed against the government in power. A line between legal and illegal, or constitutional and extra-constitutional, is very thin and ticklish. It is a matter of interpretation of law and constitution. Those who are in authority or support the status quo can interpret a particular action as illegal, but those who strive for social change may interpret the same action as legal. For many, violent means is illegal, therefore not permitted. The term extra-constitutional can be a matter of interpretation. Non-institutionalized collective action takes several forms, such as protest, agitation, strike, satyagraha, gherao, riots, etc. Now, the next point is importance of social movements. Many political philosophers and leaders conceive the ideal political system and social order. They plead for a necessity and sometimes inevitability of social movements, including a revolutionary movement, to oppose the present political regime and the system, to establish the system which they consider ideal and perfect, capable to resolve the problems of society. So, once the new or ideal social order is established, social movements have no place to exist. What at the most requires is changes in institutional mechanism to resolve conflict that may arise. They find social movements not only redundant but also detrimental in the ideal social order. Often such movements are looked upon either as counter-revolutionary or reactionary or impulsive and naive or irresponsible. In this view, dissent is not appreciated and even not tolerated. That is why happened in Soviet Russia after the October Revolution in 1917. During the 1950s and 1960s, not only several leaders of the ruling party but also political scientists in India looked down strikes, demonstration, and mass movements as disruptive and therefore illegal. One of them argued, "One can understand, if not justify, the reasons which led the people in a dependent country to attack and destroy everything which has a symbol or an expression of foreign rule. But it is very strange that people should even now behave as if they continue to live in a dependent country ruled by foreigners." The assumption that the ideal political system is ipso facto capable of resolving all conflict in society is simplistic. Such view is dangerous for democratic social order. There is not and cannot be an end of history. the final destination and foolproof system. This is not a static concept of political system and society. Each society has its own contradictions. The system may resolve some issues, but also can generate new area of conflict among different segments of society. The leaders and the members of their class or social group leading the movements are likely to occupy seat of power and reap benefits. That situation generates conflict between the beneficiaries and the deprived. Moreover, those who dominate and occupy seat of power tend to claim to have ultimate and all wisdom for the good of society. There is a tendency among the political leaders not to step down from power. Sometimes they feel that without them, others would harm the society. Such a tendency leads to intolerance towards dissent and opposition. Dissent is a spirit of democracy, and social movement is one form of organized dissent. Social movements provide a possibility for articulation of grievances and problems. They bring pressure on the state, keep check over the authority needed for healthy democracy. Social movement is a way of people's collective politics to express their aspirations and priorities. Without understanding politics of the people, we cannot understand complexities and dynamics of political system. The next point is components of social movements. Social movements have five main components: objectives, ideology, programs, leadership, and organization. They are interdependent, influencing each other. As discussed above, emotional outcry of group of people in the form of crowd is not social movement. Social movement is related to social and political change. So it has an immediate and long-term objective. The immediate objective may be to resolve a particular issue or protest against the decision of the authority. But that collective action does not end there. It takes up other issues and proceeds to a long-term objective of changing authority, power relationship, dominance, and political system. For the long-term objective, the movement evolves a strategy for action. It gives priorities to certain programs over others and also focuses on a particular direction, mobilizes certain groups. The path of action is closely related to or get evolved with the notion of the desired social change. It involves a set of ideas, propositions, and values that enable to perceive in particular manner social reality. The set of ideas and ideals for ideology. The ideology is not necessarily well-knit nor always preconceived. In some cases, ideology directs the movement, and in other cases, ideology gets evolved and directs the movement. Leadership plays important role in articulation of ideology and evolving strategies for action. Social movement involves mobilization of people who, in course of the process, identify with the objective of the movement. They share values and begin to share perception of common understanding of social reality. For their mobilization and to sustain their participation, the leaders evolve different programs. This also requires some kind of organization. The organization may be loose or well-formed. with centralized or decentralized decision making system for launching program. Neither of these components are a priori and static. They evolve, their nature and function vary from moment to moment. In some moments, they are found in rudimentary form, whereas in others, they are fairly well developed. These components, leadership, organization, and also ideology do get changed in the course of the movement. In some cases, even the objectives change and move in different direction than the earlier ones. Now let us sum up the unit. The term social movement evolved and began to be used during the early 19th century. It was a period of social unrest. There is no precise definition of social movement, but all scholars who have studied social movements do emphasize collective action and mobilization of the people. Social movements strive for social change. Objectives, ideology, leadership, programs, and organization are the major components of the social movements. They are the spirit of democracy and dynamics of society. This we want to wind up today's lecture. Thank you so much for your attention.